You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
In some good news, a report has claimed that routes of economic recovery in July strengthened as lockdowns across states were eased. Meanwhile, in Australia, Prime Minister Scott Morrison is looking at easing restrictions soon. As he rightly says, lockdowns can't go on forever. Hello and welcome to the COVID Fight podcast on CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar bringing you top developments in the pandemic from India and around the world. But before we discuss more details, here's a look at India's infection tally as of August 23rd. The country saw a single day rise of just a little over 25,000 new cases, and this daily case count is the lowest in 160 days. Meanwhile, the active cases have declined to 3.3 lakh, which is just 1.03% of the total infections in the country, and that is the lowest since March 2020. The daily toll due to the virus was below 400. Next is an update from Delhi. The Delhi International Airport Limited has signed a memorandum of understanding with the Medanta Hospital to set up a COVID care center at the Delhi airport for its employees and their family members. The COVID care center, which is being established at Terminal 2 of the airport in anticipation of the third wave, is expected to be operational early September. This center will help isolate, clinically treat, clinically support asymptomatic, mild, and mild to moderate COVID positive employees of GMR or their family members till they are transferred to a hospital or discharged to their homes. Next up, a look at economy. A report says routes of economic recovery deepened in July as COVID restrictions were eased. According to an ICRA ratings report, the unlocking in the country has manifested itself in improving performance across various high-frequency industrial and service sector indicators, mobility and toll collections in July 2021. With the further easing of statewide restrictions, especially across the southern states, the routes of economic recovery deepened in July. ICRA's chief economist Aditi Nair said that despite a normalizing base, 8 of the 15 high-frequency indicators recorded an encouraging improvement in their year-on-year growth in July. Moreover, 10 of the 13 non-financial indicators recorded a month-on-month uptick in July, although the pace of improvement expectedly eased from the levels seen in June, when the statewide unlocking had just commenced. The year-on-year performance of GST e-way bills, fuel consumption, electricity generation, output of Coal India Limited, vehicle registrations, domestic passenger traffic, etc., improved in July compared to the previous month. Moreover, the worsening in the year-on-year performance of some of the remaining indicators, such as output of passenger vehicles, scooters, and motorcycles, was primarily due to the unfavorable base effect. The report, however, said that the sequential momentum of growth eased in July after having recorded a sharp uptick in June. Moving on, a COVID antibody that protects against a broad range of variants has been identified. Researchers have identified an antibody that is highly protective at low doses against a wide range of variants of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which causes COVID-19. The findings, posted as a preproof in the journal Immunity, could help develop new antibody-based therapies that are less likely to lose their potency as the virus mutates. The researchers say that the new antibody attaches to a part of the virus that differs little across variants, meaning that it is unlikely for resistance to arise at this spot. The study's senior author, Michael S. Diamond, said, and I quote, "Current antibodies may work against some but not all variants. The virus will likely continue to evolve over time and space. Having broadly neutralizing, effective antibodies that work individually and can be prepared to make new combinations that will likely prevent resistance," unquote. Now, a look at pandemic news on the global front. For the first time since July, China has reported no new local COVID-19 cases. This is a sign that the current outbreak may be waning amid Beijing's zero-tolerance stance and tough antivirus measures across the country. Across China, new daily local cases fell to a single-digit level last week after peaking in early August. Since the weekend, authorities have lifted lockdowns in a few areas in Beijing, as well as in the cities Wuhan and Jingmen in central Hubei province, after these cities had sealed up some areas to contain the virus. Meanwhile, in Australia, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has said that COVID lockdowns are unsustainable. He said that the country must begin to ease strict COVID restrictions once vaccination rates increase. His remarks come as over half of all Australians are enduring weeks-long lockdowns to curb Delta outbreaks. Some states have flagged that they may not stick to a national plan that would include relaxing border controls, worried about a surge in cases in the country's southeast, with Sydney breaking new one-day records for infections. Morrison said, and I quote, "Lockdowns cannot go on forever. This is not a sustainable way to live in this country. Because if not at 70% and 80%, then when? We must make that move, and we must prepare to make that move. And we must prepare the country to make that move." Unquote. The federal government had last month unveiled a four-stage plan to relax restrictions once 70% of its 25 million people aged over 16 are vaccinated, with stringent lockdowns unlikely to be required. When vaccination coverage reaches 80%, only high-targeted lockdowns would be necessary, and vaccinated Australians would be free to travel interstate. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you have any suggestions, feedback, or have a question, please do write to us on CNBC TV 18 podcast at nw18.com. I repeat, that is CNBC TV 18 podcast at nw18.com. Stay tuned to CNBC TV 18.com for all the latest developments. Thank you and have a nice evening.